Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Recent release, World of Why, from Page Publishing author Xavier Yeldell, is a mesmerizing collection of poetry that discusses friendships, loss, heartbreak, confusion, obsession, and more. A gripping and potent collection of poetry that takes readers into Xavier's mind through the late 2010s as he pours through his past and past emotions to understand the reasons and the lessons behind his feelings. He's a 23-year-old South Florida native and undergraduate student pursuing a bachelor's in sociology. He is a creative with a passion for writing, reading, and imagining. Xavier Yeldell, author of World of Why, is our guest on This Week in America. Xavier, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. It's great to be here.
I love what you've done with this, and I'm really looking forward to our conversation today, talking about the book World of Why. How did this come about? How did you decide to write this book and to share all your very honest feelings?
So this book was a long process, a journey, in fact. I feel like since I was 16 years old, I had this innate desire to kind of just document all of the interactions and events that I've been through the course of my late adolescence and throughout this time, this journey, I'd say. Countless times I've written entries, drafts, just retelling significant events, and eventually I kind of decided to really make it a focal point to say, like a focus.
Yes.
And concentrate on specifically my experience in high school, because that's the most, I'd say, a lot of things that happened that were both hard and challenging, and a lot that I learned from, essentially. So
I can only imagine what going through high school would be like with all the social media and everything that's going on in the world now. I did this the lesson in high school decades ago. It was a far different world then, and going through it now. And I really appreciate the honesty in talking about the highs and the lows that will be able to help people like you that are struggling, that think maybe they're the only ones going through this. The book is so well written, World of Why by Xavier Yeldell. Xavier is X-A-V-I-E-R. Yeldell is Y-E-L-D-E-L-L. We'll give you information where the book's available as we go through our conversation. What's the significance of the song titles in some of the entries that you have?
So the song titles essentially are tied to each specific, not each of them, but a lot of the entries in the book have a song title tied to them. And the reason for that is because throughout my process of writing these entries, I would listen to the music that was very prevalent back into that experience that I'm retelling. So, for example, there's a song called Antarctica by Suicide Boys, which is tied to the entry Subconscious in my book. It's the entry is a deviation from the rest of the story, but it's nevertheless significant in that at that time of retelling, right, and writing that entry. That song was very significant to me. Listening to it, it helped with not only retelling the events, recollecting whatnot, but also gaining a better sense of imagery. So that way I can really elevate and visualize my experience.
Yes. And that experience, the music and the influence it had on you will stay with you. You'll be 40, 50 years from now, and those songs you hear will bring about those same emotions. It's amazing the power of music and what that does, and how it helps us get through difficult situations in life. Xavier Yeldell, our guest, author of the book World of Why. Book available wherever books are sold. I'll give you his website and that information. It's on our website, by the way, thisweekinamerica.us. Xavier, as you were going through the writing process, did you face any difficulties or obstacles? What was that like once you decided to do it, to go about doing it from a standpoint of actually sitting down and writing? What did you face?
Definitely countless drafts. Essentially, I was bouncing between different styles. For example, I first started off with poetry, traditional poetry, with a traditional rhyme scheme, for example. Then I switched over to standard memoir, just kind of writing about different events normally. like a standard memoir, but then I bounced back between poetry again, and then that was kind of the main obstacle there, and I was just bouncing between them, trying to figure out what was the best way for me to construct this narrative that I really want people to experience. So I figured maybe combining the two, having it become a memoir as well as structure, having the structure be poetry, might make for a much more elevating experience for the reader. So I opted to do that, as well as making the vocal point focusing on my high school experience rather than making it about my entire life, which was something that I did kind of work around and construct in my drafts.
Yeah, that's interesting, sort of narrowing the focus and the unique presentation that that you have in the book World of Why. It brings up for the reader, suddenly we start going back and going through our lives and in periods of our lives and honest reflection. And that's what Xavier has done during this period of his life. All of the entries in World of Why, is there one that you would consider to be your favorite?
I would say that my favorite entry out of all of them in the book, definitely Parasocial. Parasocial is a very deep cut, vulnerable kind of experience that I dealt with in the past, dealing with not only the power of social media, but how obsessed one could become when they're constantly consuming, you're constantly in the face of just scrolling about and absorbing so much content that, especially with like pictures of people, for example, you find someone that you might be attracted to, and then you are constantly, following their activity, and it just becomes this unhealthy obsession that I'm sure that many people have experienced before in the past.
Just one of the many examples in Xavier's book where you're able to relate different circumstances, but maybe the over the theme that is being presented, you can relate to. The book is World of Why. Xavier Yeldell is our guest on the program. What was your favorite year from the ones you mentioned in the book? Was there one that really sticks out that was a year that brings back fond memories as you're reflecting?
Absolutely. So, as you know, the book does take place between summer 2015 to fall of 2019. And often throughout a lot of my reflecting, I found that I've come to be more fond of 2019 the most, surprisingly. It's the year that I graduated high school, the year I experienced prom. But not only that, it was that summer 2019, I go back to a lot. That's the year that I actually went and spent time in California, which I've never been before. So, as you could probably figure, experiencing something so different for a person who's lived in Florida all his life, experiencing time on the West Coast was definitely eye-opening and fascinating.
Part of the coming of age experience, and this is a coming of age period for you. Have you come of age? Are you? I have this theory that you never really come of age. We're always going through different transitions and processing from one age to another. What was this period like for you? And when you reflect back now, do you feel like, okay, I'm different than I was back then? I'm really finding myself, who I am, what my place is.
Absolutely. I definitely have felt that I've grown since, having those experiences in the past. And this book was definitely an inspiration for me to solidify all those experiences, all those interactions that I've had with people. And this was sort of just kind of like closing a chapter for myself, not only to just kind of let go of those experiences and be content with what I've learned, but also to be able to move on and be content with who I am now.
You mentioned that you wrote another book before, Aether. Am I saying that correctly?
Correct, yes.
Aether. What is this one about? And this is a really strange period in all of our lives that the year that you wrote this.
Yes, definitely. So Aether was, I would say, a reaction to the uncertainty and the vulnerability of 2020, as we all know, during the heightened tensions involved with the pandemic. It was about a 5 to 6 month writing process for me to finally self-publish it. in August of 2020. It was something that was really, I'd say, not really necessarily challenging, but it was different for me because I definitely felt there was so many emotions running through me that I needed to just channel it somewhere, and eventually it just ended up becoming Aether. So.
And that book's available, as well as the book we're focused on, World of Why by Xavier Yeldell. That's Yeldell. Got a website. I'll give you that as we go through the book, of course, at Amazon, Barnes and Noble. And we've got links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When readers get to read your work, do you have any expectations for how they would react? What do you have expectations, and what do you hope the takeaway is?
I don't have any kind of big expectations necessarily. My kind of hope is for readers to open up and get to read my words, understand the vulnerability that's in my words, relate to them, maybe feel inspired or encouraged to write on their own. That's kind of all that matters to me.
With us on the program, Xavier Yeldell. The book is World of Why. We talked about the high school years. You remember the high school experience fondly during some of the entries in the book. If you had the chance, would you go back and go through those again? What are your thoughts as you look back? Is it like, boy, simpler times then? I wish I could go back to that period.
So yeah, I do want to preface with saying nostalgia is it's really powerful. It's a powerful phenomenon. Definitely when you reminisce a lot about times that feel that are better than they are presently, and there's definitely merit to that. However, I do feel that going back would not make any kind of would not really change anything necessarily. I feel that who I am now presently, who I am presently is the best version of myself that I could ever be, and to go back would, I feel, wouldn't really just change anything drastically, I think.
What was the writing process like for you to go back and relive those years? You make it almost sound, for you, therapeutic. This was something you needed to go back and sort out all of the emotions that you went through from a perspective, a prism of several years older and certainly more maturity.
Definitely. I would say, like, as I've mentioned before, listening back to the music that was prevalent for me in those times, definitely just it was a bright kind of imagery in my head that needed to be kind of just not only dissected but also analyzed. And I felt it was writing it down was the best way to do that, paired with the music tied to it as well. It definitely was a bit hard, I'd say, because there were experiences that were
Yes.
really bad or very, vulnerable and difficult.
How difficult was that, showing your vulnerability? And the honesty is, sounds good as you start writing a book, but then maybe you're thinking, people are going to read this. People who know me are going to read this. Do I really want to share all of this? And to be effective, you really need to share those moments that you went through, that so many of us have gone through in our lives. How difficult was it to be honest, knowing that I'm going to have people, friends and family, that are going to read this, and do I really want to share this with them?
I did have those thoughts during my writing process, but I felt it was most important to include these entries that were the most vulnerable, not only to kind of hold accountability to myself with whatever mistakes that I'm retelling, or and putting and highlighting, I would say,
Yes.
but also it elevates the humanness that's involved into the book. I feel that with whatever struggles I dealt with, whatever kind of mistakes I've made, vulnerabilities that I've had, highlighting them in the book, I think is just extremely important to be fully transparent, and so that way I know now, or I can know that with the final product that I've produced, that I'd just be happy with it, and I am absolutely happy with it.
I mentioned studying, trying for a bachelor's degree in sociology. What role did that have, that sociology background over the last several years, have in your mind in interpreting what you went through and your desire to share this honestly? You're a student of society. You're a student of other people. What role has sociology had in who you are and how you go about your art?
Definitely sociology has played a decent role in kind of helping me interpret my emotions, my past emotions, as I dissected these past events, past experiences for myself. Having a deeper sociological perspective and kind of concentrating on these experiences that I dealt with, analyzing them, just dissecting them, to make them more, or have a better understanding of where my mind was at, basically. And I felt I've done that to the best of my ability, or as effective as it could be.
And you really have. The book is riveting. It's the emotions, the way it's presented. It's a read that you will enjoy, and it will be beneficial to you. The book is World of Why by Xavier Yeldell. This covers a specific slice of years, a few years in your life. Are you thinking about maybe a prequel or maybe a sequel to The World of Why?
So I've definitely bounced around on ideas about involving a prequel, involving a sequel, maybe retelling my elementary or middle school years, because there are definitely moments that I recall. But I feel it's best to have this book, specifically World of Why, to just be standalone. I feel it's a perfect kind of just standalone book that is focal to the experiences that I dealt with in high school. I don't want to kind of continue on moving further back. I feel like if I were to work on anything that might be a continuation potentially, it'd be focusing on in the future or past the events of that book onward, that kind of thing.
That's interesting. That's the past. Now we're looking at the future and a bright one ahead of you. A young man in school studying sociology, extremely talented, gifted as a writer. Let's talk about that. Are you looking at maybe going into other types of writing, other genres?
Absolutely. I do want to hone my skills a little bit more and delve into different types of storytelling. I love science fiction. I love dystopian fiction. I love other types of genres that that have to do with writing, have to do with reading. At this moment in time, I'm trying to write a fan fiction involving the popular video game Minecraft, one of my favorite video games of all time. I see the video game as great potential for storytelling. It's already kind of been experimented with before in the past, but I kind of want to involve my own spin on it. So it's going to take a little bit of time for me to really practice my writing and get things going there.
A couple minutes left in the program. The book is based on nostalgia. You talked about that. It's a fascinating phenomenon. I wonder if we overlook maybe a negative aspect. Are there negative aspects of nostalgia where we spend too much time in the past and give up enjoying our future because we are looking in the rearview mirror?
I do definitely agree that there are negatives to nostalgia. Oftentimes we look at images and we listen to music of the past, and it brings us back to moments where maybe things were a lot better than they are now. And, you know, we take what's the sorrow in the present and we look to the past to compare it and think to ourselves that back then it wasn't so bad, right? However, I feel that delving too much into it's definitely a detriment to a person, because without having the ability to be content with your circumstances, or at the very least looking forward to the future, it prevents one from really growing and from really understanding themselves as a person, so that way they can become better versions of themselves.
Well, you've done an excellent job with this book. What's the satisfaction level like when you accomplish this? When you have the book, it starts, you've got these ideas, you're working on it, you're going through, this whole turmoil of how much am I going to write? What am I going to share? How can I reach the most people? How can I help the most people? And then you actually have a copy of the book in your hand. It's your book with your name on it as the writer. What was that like when you experienced that moment that I did it. I'm an accomplished writer.
At first, I really didn't believe it. It didn't hit me at first, honestly, when I felt the copy in my hand. But eventually, when everything was all said and done, I felt very accomplished. I was quite amazed to know that people can actually grab out their own copy of this book, read my words, relate to them, understand them, feeling inspired or encouraged to write their own words. And now I'm just extremely satisfied, and I'm looking forward to whatever I get into next.
Well, you're helping people, and the book is available basically wherever books are sold, obviously at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble. The website that Xavier has for the book is beacons.ai/XAVIYELD. And the author's name is Xavier Yeldell. It's XAVIERYELDELL. If you're Googling World of Why, we'll take you to the proper places to get the book, and you can order there as well, get all the information on the book. And going to our website, all the information is there and a link directly to Xavier's website. Xavier, congratulations on a job well done. The book is an excellent, excellent piece of art. Hopefully you'll have many more that we can talk about on the program as well. A pleasure to have you with us. And I want to thank, by the way, King Pages Press, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. Xavier, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure, Rick. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. World of Why is the book, Xavier Yeldell. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.